We're walking into day 19, remembering that we are absolutely coming from a place of being grounded in our blessings through every lament we experience. So let's walk into day 19 and join Jeremiah in his lament. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to three foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody even more earnestly and intentionally. Choose to experience and let go of expectations for why you're here. Expectations can prevent us from seeing what's right in front of us. Our assumptions color what's really there. Sojourner, I want you to practice looking at yourself. Really look at yourself past who you've been told that you are, or who you have believed yourself to be, or the part you have played, the roles that you play, the masks that you wear. Let's remove them. Let's remove the prejudgment and critique one layer at a time that normally attach themselves to those very things. I want you to pause and trace with your hand a section of your body. Maybe your face, maybe your hand, your arm, your legs, maybe your thighs, maybe your belly, your chest, your shoulder. But what I want you to do is allow your hand to trace your holy temple. Welcome her. Welcome her creator and sustainer. Get a keen sense of your embodiment as you untether yourself and discover aspects of drawing in the closeness of who you are and who you are becoming because of who has created you and designed you. It is difficult at times because when we do not notice due to hurry, busyness, avoidance, the lies, or dismissal, we will not be attentive to who we really are. And so that is where we want to begin. Sojourner, in this ancient lament coming from Jeremiah 14, recorded not just for his generation, but for generations to come, I want you to make sure that you get yourself in a place where you can truly take it in. Not all of it, but some of it. That's what I'm welcoming us into. Receive what is for you. And to do that, I want you to either have your book out, your Healing and Heal book, or a notebook, something to write with. Because I want you to capture whatever word or phrase or line that resonated the most with you in this lamentation. And then get curious enough to start digging underneath the surface layer of why it captured your heart. And so with that, let's begin with Jeremiah 14, that is chapter 14, verse 19 through 22. It's in the book, or you can listen, or you can go to a Bible digital copy of it if you want to read along.
In my lament, Lord, my soul worships. Jeremiah laments. Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace but find no good, for a time of healing, but there is terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us. For your name's sake, do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Can any idols of the nations bring grain? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord, our God? We set our hope on you, for it is you who do all this. Sojourner, what word met you? What line in that lament accosted your attention? What phrase won't let you go? Let it find you, and let it begin to woo you into the abundance of a benevolent God. All right. Carry on, Sojourner.
We'll end with our blessing. Palms up as a symbol of surrender. Adonai bless you and keep you. Say your name. Adonai make his face to shine, smile on you. Say your name and be gracious to you. Say your name. Adonai turn his face toward you. Proclaim your name and grant you. Andrea, now you say your name. Shalom. Thank you.
just want to say one more thing, and that is, I always list clickable links throughout this series for you to have Bible study tools, the resources you can use for your ongoing excavation in the scriptures. All right, carry on, Sojourner.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart, and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.